Texans Jets tomorrow, 4:15 Texans countdown, 7:15 kickoff. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. So, Seth, in my mind, as I'm going through the game yesterday and starting to kind of, you know, put together some of the preview stuff that I write and podcast that you and I do on the show and whatever. And maybe it's because the Diggs injury has been a distraction this week. Maybe it's Anthony Richardson's lack of cardio has been a focal point for a couple of days. We'll get to that in just a little bit. He got benched yesterday. Maybe it's because of those distractions.
Himself or by his coach?
Pardon me?
Who benched him, himself or his coach?
That's a good question. He benched himself on Sunday. I think the organization then said, you know what? You were right, Anthony Richardson. You should go sit for longer than one play. So as I'm breaking this thing down in my head yesterday, and there's a lot of focus on the star power in this game. For a 6-2 versus 2-6 game here, these two teams, there's a lot of star power in this game, no question about it. And the matchups, boy, the Jets corners versus a depleted wide receiver core for the Texans. The Texans corners versus the Jets wide receivers, that's a fun matchup. The Texans pass rush, what's that going to do to Aaron Rodgers? And then I did the old thing that I do, and I can't believe it took me 2 days to do this, where I look at the faces of the quarterbacks and the head coaches, and I said, my God, Sean, why have I been ignoring the most lopsided matchup in this football game? And I know D'Amico Ryans has taken a little bit of heat lately for some of the answers in press conferences about some of the parts that are underperforming of the Texans right now, and we'll get to that. But D'Amico Ryans is a really good head coach. He is and I'm glad he's the Texans head coach, and I hope he is for as long as I'm covering the team and beyond. We might need to bring back our disrespect radar because the Texans are a 2-point underdog in a game where they have D'Amico Ryans as the head coach, and the coaching situation with the Jets is an interim head coach who has yet to win a game, who didn't know how to throw a challenge flag properly in his debut.
Ooh.
An offensive staff that burns through timeouts like they're M&Ms or Tic Tac. They burned all three of their timeouts in the first quarter of the Patriots game on Sunday.
Including some, plus you add on to that, some delay of game penalties to boot.
Yeah.
The Jets couldn't get out of the huddle at all. Like, the Texans have had some issues with that.
Yeah.
They flat out couldn't get a playoff. Yeah.
So you may be sitting in your car saying, well, that's what happens with a Nathaniel Hackett offense. No, he's not the OC anymore. He's still in the building playing Angry Birds or Candy Crush on his iPad during games, whatever he's doing up there.
Probably DMing Aaron Rodgers during team meetings.
Right.
I'm sure giggling about stuff.
Yeah, he's like, can't believe I'm not your coordinator right now.
You think Sherry likes me?
They replaced him with a guy who got a DUI driving home from the airport a couple of years ago from the charter when he was the Titans OC, Todd Downing.
Oh, I forgot that happened.
Yeah. So that was his replacement. Okay, so Seth, this is the staff that the Texans are going against. Janky ass interim head coach who hasn't won a game. Uh-huh. Their defense is a headless horseman right now because their DC was basically the head coach that they fired, and they've got an offense that's being run for half the season by Nathaniel Hackett and the other half of the season by this clown Todd Downing. The coaching matchup in this needs to be highlighted here.
I would include too. So Ulbrich, is it Ulbrich or Ulbrich?
I think it's a hard K sound. I think it's Ulbrich.
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 So Robert Saleh gets fired, and then in the ensuing weeks, after they, you know, the first week that Ulbrich was in charge of the defense and the entire team. They did a pretty good job versus Josh Allen. But then against the Steelers and the Patriots, they allowed passer ratings of 108. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Versus Josh Allen, they allowed a 127 passer rating.
Okay, yeah.
And then against the Steelers, they allowed a 108 passer rating.
That was Russell Wilson, who hadn't played a game yet this year.
So, like, this has been... and then they did a good job versus a relatively good job, despite the fact they lost the game versus a combination of two quarterbacks in New England. But it's a disheveled mess right there, and the defense, which weren't as good as they had been in the past, but still looked like a Robert Saleh defense. They look like they're falling apart.
Yeah.
So the coaching matchup is pretty good. No matter how you feel about Bobby Slowick, the coaching matchup right this moment heavily favors the Texans.
Heavily. Yeah. And they're underdogs in this game. I just feel disrespect.
The only thing I'd say, Sean,
yeah.
is that you like to do that thing where you actually put the pictures of the quarterbacks
yeah.
and the head coaches next to each other.
Yeah.
If I actually knew who Albrick was,
yeah.
then I would look at that and be like, oh, that guy is either a football coach or he's an Alaskan king
yeah,
crab.
Yeah, a lumberjack.
Captain
yeah.
of an Alaskan king crab boat.
He's got a good
something.
Face. Yeah, he's got a tough yeah. face, but he ain't D'Amico Ryans, man. So I just feel like this, the star power on the I think what's making the Jets the favorite in this game is they've got big names. They're a talented 2-6 team. There's a lot of 2-6 mm-hmm. teams in the NFL right now. They're probably the most talented. Now, granted, the most talented guys on this team with the Jets are all underperforming right now, it feels like. And I think too, like the you know, like if the Jets had a real kicker, they'd be 4-4 right now. You know, they wouldn't be 2-6.
If you swap the kickers, if you swapped Greg Zuerlein for Kyahmi Fairbairn, the Texans and the Jets look like a much more they look much more comparable.
It's 4-4 versus 4-4, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like the coaching matchup in this thing wasn't getting the attention it deserved, and I wanted to highlight it there. We'll talk more. We'll hear more from D'Amico Ryans a little later in the show. He met with the media yesterday. Big news today, Stephon Diggs out for the season with an ACL. We'll get to that in headlines and at the top of the hour. This was Anthony Richardson on Sunday after the Texans game when he was asked, hey, man, why'd you tap out of a play on 3rd and goal as you guys are driving for, you know, a score in a game you're trailing by 10?
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play, so I just I just needed a break right there.
That's a lot of running on a play where he got sacked on the scorecard.
I know, he ran 9 yards or so,
yeah.
and then went down without a fight,
yeah.
and then there. Yeah, Jake Hansen's got to be thinking. Yeah, you know, hopefully he wasn't thinking at all, but if he were thinking as he was closing in on it, he's like, all right, this is Anthony Richardson. You're never quite sure what's going to happen. You're kind of just throwing yourself into the volcano and hoping for the best.
Yeah, might get poster.
You know, hoping
might
the volcano gods bless you that day.
Yeah.
And it worked out for him. And Jake Hansen benched him, basically.
Basically. Well, Jake Hansen benched him, and then the Texans got him fired, temporarily at least. Anthony Richardson benched by the Colts yesterday, which you and I talked about this quite a bit on the show Monday and Tuesday this week. The Colts are a fringe playoff team right now. They're the 8th seed.
Yeah.
They're 4-4. They're 4-4, and one of the teams in front of them is the Broncos, which I feel like they're kind of doing it with, you know, smoke and mirrors and whatnot. The Colts, with competent quarterback play, can make the postseason this year.
Right.
And it's not a young team. It's a veteran team. And my feeling had been like, man, if I'm a vet on this team, I'm feeling a little disrespected that we're treating this season like it's a 17-game training camp for a guy who may very well just never turn into an even average thrower in the NFL.
It's the thing that's crazy about it is there's now people rising to Anthony Richardson's defense, which you want to talk about disrespect. These are clearly people that just don't even realize the AFC South exists and haven't watched any Anthony Richardson.
That's right.
They don't understand how far behind this guy is in terms of understanding the game of football.
Yeah.
And that's where somebody asked me yesterday, it's a good question, bonus time on X, asked, defensive linemen, running backs, wide receivers, even linebackers get a break often. Why are we giving a physical playing QB such a hard time? It was just one play. Just curious. So I thought, and off the top of my head, and in 20 seconds I answered, because over 100 years of evidence tells us that NFL quarterbacks are not wired that way.
Even the
bad ones are not. Nobody's ever seen this before. Nobody's ever seen a quarterback tap out. And guys like Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton, Alex Smith, guys that run a lot that don't do this. That's part of being the job.
Dude.
Quarterbacks will tell you sometimes it's hard because you have a long run and you got to get back in the huddle and you got to make the play call. So like 100 years plus the NFL has been playing and nobody's ever seen a quarterback
Dude.
Say, Coach, I'm tired. Please give me a blow for a minute. When it's 3rd and goal.
In a game you're trailing by 10 against a division opponent on the road. Dude, Jamarcus Russell never tapped out of a game. I'll just give you that. Jamarcus Russell, who was heavy and by all accounts kind of lazy. He never tapped out of a game.
I'll give you
Jamarcus Russell was winded running out to the huddle to start a series of downs.
I'll give you another part. He was winded when he ran out of Jolly Ranchers.
Yes.
I went into withdrawal.
I gotta go to the store?
Look, this is the thing. Above and beyond that, too, it's just simply that he already has a history of missing time.
Yeah.
And people are going to say, well, yeah, but he was injured. Okay, how injured? How injured? Because every NFL quarterback is injured. Every single one of them. Richardson has taken himself out of a game due to injury before and then come back into the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very careful and very hesitant to question players' toughness.
Yeah.
I 100% question his actual toughness. I think he might just be a big athletic freak of nature that just genuinely doesn't get it and doesn't understand the NFL. And I would include in this, too, when it comes to the stupid things that got him benched, at the end of the game, he had not a clue in the world that he should be getting out of bounds. This is your quarterback.
Yeah.
Your quarterback.
Yeah.
He didn't have one inkling of trying to get out of bounds in a time when they desperately needed to conserve time on the clock.
If he doesn't do the thing where he taps his helmet and asks to come out of the game, like if he stays in that game and they, you know, whatever, the game ends the same way, but he never tapped out to come out of the game for that play, is he benched today, do you think? Or is he still the quarterback of the Colts?
I think that was... That slammed the door shut on them saying, well, he's doing a lot of positives and we got to build on those.
Yeah.
I think the negatives are too large to ignore.
Yeah.
And there's only so much patience teammates and everybody else can have with that when you're doing something that's so egregiously bad for the team.
Yep.
So, the highlight reel is incredible for them. This is... I'll take a highlight reel of Anthony Richardson's truncated year, and it's probably going to be pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy got benched?
QB
what
power.
What the hell are you thinking?
QB power rankings based on highlight reels. Anthony Richardson's a top five quarterback.
Right, and I think that's where a lot of people are basing there. How do you, but you're developing him. Oh, when it's convenient for him? When he chooses to take the reps? Well, that's when he's going to get his development? Oh, when I just, hold on, coach, I'm not quite. He's a freaking Goldilocks.
Yeah.
I just need everything to be just right, and I can't have any kind of owies on my body.
Someone's texting in 5 Hour Energy fan line. He had a design QB run, then 2 back-to-back scrambles. I knew he was tired when he tapped. I don't know if that person's sticking up for Anthony Richardson or not.
I think he's just saying that he knew that. Yeah,
they had multiple plays in a row, and he looked tired, which is all well and good. I'm going to pretend for a second that this texter's sticking up for them. I'm not going after you, texter. But if that is a defense for Anthony Richardson, it's not a defense for Anthony Richardson.
No,
go watch Lamar Jackson. That guy's running five plays in a row. You know,
he actually runs for distance, too.
He does. Not a short sprinter.
He's a middle-distance runner.
Yeah. Hey, Will Anderson was on with Will Kunkel. I think he was on Kicking It with Kunkel. Will Kunkel, Fox 26, does really good interviews with local sports figures. And asked Will Anderson, have you ever seen a quarterback do that before? Have you ever seen a quarterback tap his helmet and come out of a game before? Couldn't wait to hear the answer. Here's what Will had to say.
Have you ever seen a quarterback go like this?
Never.
Bro, never. So what goes... Did you notice it?
I didn't notice it until after the game and I seen the interview and he said it.
What goes through your mind when he does that, Anthony Richardson taps his head and needs to come out, and then after the game says, like, I was just tired?
Hey, I think it's just a testament to the defense, man.
Yeah.
And how we were pressuring them and how we had them running around. And I feel like that was the whole thing. They was talking about, like, he hasn't been sacked much. And we was like, we got to change that today. Like, this got to be something different. And I feel like everybody took that as a challenge.
Good answer, Will. He made it about the Texans. That was smart.
It was a really good answer. That's good. That's good reframing the question. The question is not that Will Kunkel was trying to, screw Will Anderson over or anything. But the question is very much about Anthony Richardson and Will Anderson, where it's hard to say anything there positive about Anthony Richardson's makes it about, like, okay, it was about our positive effort. Yeah, good job.
Good job,
Will Anderson. Good job, Foley Fatakasi. Hey, if Fatakasi brings him down and Richardson isn't as tired, then maybe he stays in,
throws
a touchdown. Because Anthony Richardson decides to stay in the game as the starting quarterback and throws a touchdown on that third and long goal.
That down was second and goal from the 23. If Foley Fatakasi brings him down, it's like third and goal from the 33.
But you know how I feel about this. As much smack as I'm talking about Anthony Richardson, he still terrifies me on any given Sunday. I 100% was expecting him to get benched at halftime because he was such a mess after that interception. I thought they clearly can't. And yet at the same time, I'm thinking, But I really, really hope they bench him because he scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Flacco, if he's going to beat you, he's going to beat you in a way that you can see coming. Whereas Anthony Richardson, it's, oh, he's 0 for 11 on his last 11 passes. And, but then he hit two deep balls that nobody's ever seen before.
We got to talk about the Flacco part of this, too. The Richardson part is getting all the attention. I'm going to jot this down. The Flacco part of this is incredible. We got to talk about it later. Flacco now has a chance to bring a second team to the postseason in the second half of the season.
He's going to be screwed out of the Comeback Player of the Year award this year. whereas last year it was on, you know, people thought, oh, great, this guy
taking
it away from somebody who almost died.
And
now this year people will be up in arms that the new rules won't allow Flacco to be the Comeback Player of the Year.
Yep.